You know what that means?
It is Jobs Wednesday, and joining us from the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, Tracy Marquez is here. Hello, Tracy.
Good morning. How are you?
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
We're doing great. How was your holidays?
It was wonderful. How was yours?
It was fantastic.
Good.
And we're so glad to talk with you, because we're kind of looking at 2019 job numbers for
Correct.
Our area. Was it another kind of record-breaking year?
You know, it was. It was very consistent with what we've seen over the last year, 2018, too. You know, we have record number unemployment that will be released soon for November. And it's continuously a lot of job openings and not enough people looking for jobs.
Interesting. And a lot of them are highly skilled jobs, aren't they?
They are.
They look for a specific skill set.
Exactly. And you look at when businesses are hiring, you look at skills-based hiring, not necessarily the degree that you have, but how that what your experience that you did and the skills that you gained in your last job really translate into what your future opportunity could be.
And a lot of employers are having to switch to that, aren't they?
They really are. It's changing your mindset. It's changing the lens that employers look at just a little bit to say, okay, what are the skills that I really need to do this job? They may not be getting the applicants that they want for those job postings, but if they just switch and we can help assist at the Workforce Center with doing a skills-based hiring job posting, and you'll start to see a lot more candidates apply for those jobs.
And then even doing trainings too, like, because, you know, any employer wants their employees trained the way they want them to be.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So, okay. So we're going to look at some of the highest, is this based on job postings that you were seeing, the most sought after positions of 2019?
Correct.
Okay.
So we have a database that scans and spiders all databases on their companies' websites, along with your Monster and your Deed and your other job banks. And you look at this, in our area, some of the unique job postings over 2019 have been computer and mathematical occupations. Healthcare has always been a big conversation for us. Sales and related occupations, office and administrative support.
Are some of the top jobs.
Some of the top jobs that were posted in 2019.
Now, do you think these types of jobs will continue into 2020 for top sought after?
I would imagine they would. I don't think by, you know, January 1st, anything's going to change drastically.
Right.
So I think we'll continue to see these as some of the top job postings.
And now, Tracy, one of the things we're seeing in Colorado Springs is it's getting more expensive to live here. The cost of living is going up. Are you seeing a rise in wages?
Yeah.
We are seeing a rise in wages.
Okay.
We know minimum wage is going to increase January 1st to $12 an hour here in the Paso Teller County area. And we are starting to see wages starting to increase because businesses know that they really have to pay for the talent that they want.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And to keep up with the cost of living.
You really do.
And so are the top job postings that you are seeing this year, is that correlate to the highest paying jobs or not necessarily?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Not necessarily. It's more that's, you know, it's in demand occupations that we have, the growth sectors that we have coming into our community. We know hospitality, retail's a growth sector, especially with the new hotels and properties that are coming.
A lot are coming.
Right. And
yeah.
We're starting to see those people hiring.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you can always go to the website to see the latest jobs.
Right. PPWFC.org, Pikes Peak Workforce Center's website, is a great way to look at in-demand occupations. Some of the data that we've talked about is also posted on our website. Colorado labor market information is another great way for job seekers to go to look for information as far as high-demand growth sectors in our community.
Now, let's talk about, this sounds like this is kicking off in January. It's called the Future of Work. Is that right?
That is correct. We're going to have a regional convening in January, February of 2020. And it's regarding the future of work. Governor Polis's office has set up a new department under the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment. It's called the Future of Work. And we really want to get community members, both job seekers and businesses, community partners together to really talk about what does the future of work mean for our community? And what do we need to do now with assistance from the state to be able to set ourselves up for success in the future.
Interesting. And are there classes that businesses and employers can sign up for? Or?
It'll be a roundtable discussion.
Okay.
That we will host, the Pikes Peak Workforce Center hosts, and the Pikes Peak Workforce Development Board will host this session to really get people involved in having that open conversation, start that dialogue of what's the future of work.
Yeah, because it's changing.
It is changing.
Quickly.
Automation's changing a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, Pikes Peak Workforce Center, you have so many resources. Thank you. If someone is looking for work, maybe they haven't had, maybe they've been in a job for a long time and they want to get back into the interview process, you can help them out.
That's right. Our workshops online to be able to help with preparing for an interview or even updating your resume, or more importantly, learn how to search for jobs. The way to search for jobs has changed over the years. Using LinkedIn and some online databases are extremely important. PPWFC.org, great resource.
Absolutely. Tracy Marquess, always great to see you.
It's good to see you. Thank
Happy
you.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year. We'll see you at the beginning of next year.
That's right. See you in January.
Sounds great.
And I was also going to add, be careful what you put on your social media page because a lot of employers will look at your social media.
Exactly. Exactly. Be very careful as far as what social media is because people do look.
Yeah. They
do. Good to see you. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. Happy holidays.
All right. Terrific. 842 KRDO's Morning News.